It's not a new party. It's a rebrand where we changed the name from NARC Kenya to People's Liberation Party. We changed our colors from red, green, and white to purple, lilac, and white. And we renewed our commitment to work for the best interests of the people.
You say you want to also liberate Kenya, as I was reading. So you want to liberate Kenya from whom?
Our slogan is Unite, Liberate. We want to liberate Kenyans from all forms of oppression, from abductions, executions, and forced disappearances, from lack of access to education, access to health, illegal demolitions, land grabbing. In other words, we want to liberate Kenyans from economic, political, and social ills that are bedeviling Kenya. And to do that, we need unity of purpose, and that's why you saw us standing together with other political parties. We need to unite to liberate ourselves from all those ills.
President Ruto says that you all have no good solution for the country's problems, like housing, the economy. Instead, he said you are focusing your energy on removing him. Your comment.
He doesn't have the luxury of saying what we can or cannot do. When you are seated at the seat of power, you are the subject of audit, of being held accountable by the people. We have our agenda individually as parties, and very soon we will put to Kenyans our collective agenda. He's in a panic mode because his only survival would be dependent on divide and rule. And that's why he's preempting the presentation of our agenda to the people.
Madam, you mentioned unity in purpose, but you have some strong-willed individual members in your the rebranded party, like the former deputy president, Gachagua, and yourself. Now, have you all decided who is going to be the face of the party or who will lead your ticket for the 2027 elections?
To begin with, not every leader who was present is a member of the People's Liberation Party. They are allies. They were from different parties, but parties in the opposition. We will, moving forward, be able to sit down, set ground rules as to how we shall elect or select one of us to be the flag bearer. But for now, every aspiring individual who wants to lead Kenya, we shall continue to grow our brands while coming together as a group on issues of national interest.